Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. I tried to do normal. I tried to be normal. Normal doesn't work for me. It doesn't bring me the results I'm looking for. Anytime I tried to fit in a category or box or perfect job description or job title, it wasn't me. And I don't do normal. I'd much rather be distinguished. And, you know, that's intentional too, but a lot of that is out of my hands as well, because I'm just doing what I feel driven to do, and the work and my honesty and purity is going to come out of the things I do and the services I provide, regardless of what I tell myself or what I tell people. You know, the truth is going to come out and it's going to be there. And I'd rather be transparent about that up front with you than be anything else. So I'm spending my life trying to outperform the norm, to create a new standard, to create a new norm, perhaps, a new golden standard. And then once that peak is reached, to move on to the next one, since there's always another level. Normal, average, everyday. I mean, I guess it has its place, maybe when I'm in hangout mode or something, but Even just the topics I care about, or the opinions and things I have, they're not normal. They're anything but, and they're hard to categorize, and they aren't specific. I've never been that person, and I think that a lot of my creatives and artists and artistic brothers and sisters would adhere to that too. Whether you feel different from the crowd, or you've been outcasted or marginalized and stuff in any way, you really don't belong once you, I guess, start doing things that are outside of what the vast majority of people can do. For me, that was drawing at first. For me, that was drawing. And then, you know, messing around in poetry and writing and now speaking and coaching, podcasting, all of these different things, always trying to flex these different muscles, but it's always coming back to an artistic expression and trying to lift others up through whatever type of work that may be. It can entertain you, but there's information in there as well. And it should make you feel good when you go home, or when you turn that off, or when you finish with that. Rather than drain you or make you depressed or anything. I'm here to uplift, no matter what it is. You can outperform the norm as well. And you can do that by setting your own standards, by only comparing yourself against who you were yesterday, not towards anybody else. Not towards any business or brand that's out there as well, too. These are companies that you're comparing your brand to, that have been in the game for years, that have been revered companies that have millions of dollars at play between ads and advertising agencies and marketing agencies and stuff. Things that you don't quite have access to yet. Yet we have this tendency to compare ourselves and our efforts towards those we admire, and we feel like, man, okay, damn, we're not doing that good, or we got imposter syndrome. It is much more fruitful to just compete with yourself, compete with your ghost of yesterday, and just say, okay, am I better than that person was? You know, if it's a Friday now, am I better than I was on Thursday? And who I was on Thursday, was that better than who I was on Wednesday? Did I learn anything more? Did I improve in any way? Did I shift? Did I become a better person to some degree? Did I think less of myself? Did I think more of others? Did I share more? All of these different things, because I'm telling you, we all could work on that even more. And if we all did that, like, look at what type of world it would be, or what type of country it would be. So the few of us that do, the few of us that have that vision, the few of us that care to that degree and saying we're going to step up to the plate and lead and be the beacons of hope, it's on us to be conscious of that and to always look at things in more of that light. If you're going to be a person that compares anything, if you like to look at the data and you like having something that's measurable, okay, boom, am I better now than I was yesterday? And tomorrow, you know, I should be better than I am today. And that's how you go forth with it. You set your own standards. Because there is no competition outside of you, really. And really, it's just who your past work was. Or if your best work to most people is behind you, then you're constantly competing against your best work, right? So we have to, that's why it's hard to like peak. It's hard for those that peak early or that, you know, win an Oscar or something on their first directorial feature or their first screenwriting article, because they'll always be compared to that one 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line. And so it's not only even about the accolades or coming out the gate super hot and having all of this momentum behind you, because that can be a burden, that can be a curse. Outperforming the norm is really the norm of yourself, really. Because it ain't about what anybody else is doing. They don't have your life. They don't have your gifts or your vision, your intentions, your results that you got for yourself. You're so particular. Your strengths and weaknesses are so specific that comparing yourself to anyone else is it's a lose-lose. So think of the norm as who you were yesterday. Look at what you can do today with what you have. And every day you ain't gonna hit the bullseye every single day. And some days you're gonna feel crappy, man. You're gonna wake up and feel like, why are you doing this? And you're gonna wanna take that day off. You might feel like your best years are behind you. Maybe you have hit your prime. Maybe you, the person listening to this, maybe you're in your 60s and 70s. Maybe your prime was in your 20s, for instance. I love to think that my best years are ahead versus behind me. I know that's me. So I'm never going to be my best self if I keep that line of thinking, but it's what's needed to push me forward, to keep me from becoming stagnant and stale. I don't want to do that. I'd rather always believe that they're ahead of time. And when I'm 79, I'm going to still believe that my best years are ahead. I'm never going to believe that they're behind me. I'd advise the same for you too. Because you know, you're only as old as you feel, as they say. So, you know, your soul print and who you are on the inside, yes, could be on this earth for many years, and your body may decay and it may slow down, but there's still you inside there, and maybe your best work is still yet to come. How you outperform the norm is all on you. What has worked for me is to, you know, think about my ghost of yesterday, and have I conquered that? Have I even went just an inch forward in any direction? Again, I won't always hit it. Some days I won't be better than I was the day before, but I recognize that. I prepare for that. I move on. I realize it ain't super serious with that one, and I'm probably super, you know, we hard on ourselves anyway, so we got our own standards. Is probably more than what people expect of us. So we even on a bad day, we're exceeding, right? That's what we do. So outperforming the norm in what you do, that's how you do it. That's how you frame it. It's not about what anybody else is doing or any comp out there. It's just you. So that's how you're going to proceed going forward right after listening to this. And I want to hear your stories once you have stepped into that new you. Appreciate you for listening. Couldn't do this without you. Appreciate your support and your listenership. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Shine hard. grind harder.
If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.